Madam Vice President, the Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, colleagues, honorable ministers and heads of delegation, distinguished delegates, my delegation congratulates Madam President for having been elected to steer the 65th World Health Assembly. Namibia aligns herself with a statement delivered by the Republic of Congo on behalf of the 46 member states of the African region. Namibia welcomes the Director General's report, which puts emphasis towards universal health coverage. We are also very grateful to a recent 4 days visit, which coincided with the commemoration of World Malaria Day and the global launching of the Malaria Test, Treat and Track initiative and relevant surveillance guidelines. We appreciate the maximum support that we receive from WHO aiming at improving the health system and the well-being of the Namibian people. Namibia's geographic vastness and its sparse population pose immense challenges which render provision of universal coverage a complex and expensive exercise. In addition, the income inequalities in Namibia are amongst the highest in the world, despite having been classified as an upper middle income country by the World Bank and IMF. We are particularly experiencing a severe human resources deficit in the health sector, and therefore appreciate WHO's support towards the establishment of Namibia's first school of medicine at the University of Namibia. Madam Vice President, at independence in 1990, malaria claimed more than 5,000 lives with a total of more than 400,000 clinical cases. However, between 2001 and 2011, Namibia reduced the number of malaria cases by 97% and death by 98%. This was made possible by the implementation of an integrated strategy, including the indoor residual spraying using DDT and the use of long-lasting insecticidal nets. As a result, malaria vectors such as Anopheles gambiae and Anopheles funestus are virtually eliminated. However, the progress made to date remains fragile and easily reversible if we do not sustain and redouble our efforts. Madam Vice President, the best principles of social justice that we are fighting for and are hoping to achieve requires that we invest more on prevention, revert to the principles of PHC, and attract more domestic funding to be used in an efficient and accountable manner. Similarly, we need to strengthen partnerships in order to address cross-border collaboration, especially between our neighboring countries. This is one major strategy through which communicable disease outbreaks can be controlled, polio can be eradicated, and the trafficking of counterfeit medicines and drugs can be better prevented. Madam Vice President, we have made considerable inroads in ART coverage, with more than 75% of people in need accessing treatment in the public sector. We have reduced by half the number of new infections among young people. In addition, prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV is being rolled out, and more than 90% of babies born from HIV-positive mothers are now born HIV-negative. However, we remain concerned by the increasing maternal mortality ratio, mainly due to lack of adequate human resources at our disposal, the high levels of stunting among children under the age of 5 years, the stagnant reduction of child mortality, and the increasing burden of non-communicable diseases. Madam Vice President, Namibia remains grateful to her development partners for providing technical and financial support to the health sector. We also appreciate increasing collaboration with various international foundations and civil society and academic organizations, including the Global Health Group from the University of California, for technical support in our efforts to eliminate malaria through the SADC Elimination Aid Initiative. Madam Vice President, the Namibian government is committed to responsibly graduate from dependency on international funding. Government is funding about half of the resources required for HIV-AIDS response, as the health sector is the second largest government budget recipient. We are improving efficiency by integrating services and resources through restructuring exercise to ensure that we do more with less. Madam Vice President, in conclusion, we need to work harder and smarter to achieve universal access to health care. Similarly, we need to promote research, continuous innovation, and quality improvement. We can achieve this when political commitment is matched with policy leadership and strong partnership. Thank you.